Warning. This story discusses intimate partner violence that may be triggering for some readers. A local society of translators and interpreters has joined the list of organizations expressing criticism of the use of Google Translate in connection with the 2024 police shooting death of a Surrey mom. In the early morning hours of September 19, 2024, Surrey RCMP received a call about a disturbance at a home in Cloverdale, in the 6200 block of 188th Street. Police say a woman, whom family later identified as Vanessa Renteria Valencia, had locked herself in the bathroom with her daughter and was allegedly holding a pair of scissors near the child. Less than an hour later, at about 5:30 a.m., an officer shot Vanessa, who died at the scene. Vanessa had moved to Canada from Colombia with her partner in 2022. She was an active community member and was set to start English lessons in what would be the week after her death. She and her young daughter had spent the 2 months before she died in emergency shelters for women escaping domestic violence, but had to return home because the transition house where she was staying lost provincial funding. The Independent Investigations Office, IIO, the Independent Civilian Oversight Agency of the Police in British Columbia, started an investigation into the shooting shortly after Vanessa's death. In a public report released Friday, September 26, the chief civilian director of the IIO, Jessica Berglund, stated, "I do not consider that there are reasonable grounds to believe that an officer may have committed an offense under any enactment, and therefore the matter will not be referred to Crown Counsel for consideration of charges." Sylvia Zalabard, the president of the Society of Translators and Interpreters of British Columbia, said while they did not feel it was their place to comment on the officer who pulled the trigger, she wanted to highlight the critical importance of immediate access to professional interpreters in crisis situations. "It appears that in this case, such access was not prioritized, resulting in a tragic outcome that could perhaps have been avoided," Zalabard said. The IIO report noted that two different officers had requested a Spanish-speaking officer to come to the scene, but none were available at the time. Using Google Translate, an officer asked a person identified as Civilian Witness 1, who was in the home, several questions. If Vanessa had ever done this before, breaking things, yelling and screaming, or barricading herself in a room, to which they answered no. Through Google Translate, a police officer also asked the witness if Vanessa had ever said anything about hurting her daughter. The witness responded, "Yes, he, sick, said he was going to hurt the baby." The witness later told IIO investigators that he did not think Vanessa would actually hurt the baby, but acknowledged after being shown the messages that he did tell police what is transcribed in those messages. There was no previous history to suggest that Vanessa would hurt her baby. Berglund said at a press conference at the IIO offices in Surrey that she does not know if that was what Civilian Witness 1 actually meant what he said at the time, but the witness did later confirm that was indeed what he had said. Due to the urgency of the circumstances, officers didn't confirm the accuracy of the Google Translate interaction, Berglund later told Black Press Media. Berglund added that Google Translate was not the most effective means of trying to communicate between the person in the house and the police. Zalabard added, "It is both surprising and saddening to us that systems do not appear to be in place to ensure immediate access to professional interpreters during crises. In this particular case, we note with concern that, when no Spanish-speaking officer could be deployed, the decision was made to use Google Translate to ascertain crucial risk information and to communicate with Vanessa Renteria Valencia at a moment of acute mental health distress. This likely added to the confusion and was not conducive to the kind of constructive, personal communication that might have helped de-escalate the situation had a professional interpreter been called." The society is also calling on the province to ensure that first responders understand the importance of using professional interpreters in crisis situations. In these moments, speaking to someone in your own language is not just about exchanging information, but about creating a sense of safety, trust, and understanding, Zalabard said. These are essential aspects that may, in cases such as this one, help prevent tragic outcomes. It is also crucial that clear protocols are in place so that interpreters can be accessed quickly and efficiently and brought to the scene if necessary. the Surrey Police Service, which became the police of jurisdiction in the city on November 29, 2024, told Black Press Media Friday, September 26. It has access to a 24/7 translation and interpreter service. There are also Surrey police officers who, in addition to English, speak a second language.